of all of our lives. But have you ever seen anything as goofy as what that overtime was?
Honestly, I've been involved in a lot of games, and I just told the guys this, and I can't sit there and reflect back on some of the craziest games, but that ranks right up there. We showed a lot of guts. We showed a lot of character. And you know what? Hats off to their goaltender. I don't know if I've ever seen a one-minute performance like that kid had. You know what I mean?
Oh, I said he should be the 1-2 and the 3-star with some of those.
Oh my God. You know, so anyway, we did what we had to do. Our guys found a way, and I'm proud of them.
Three extra attacker goals on a weekend. That's got to make a coach proud that, hey, we're never giving up.
Yeah, I'm proud, but I sure as hell don't want to be getting six attacker goals. I want to have the lead, Schultze, but we'll take it.
Casper's goal, I thought it was good pressure. And then Yuri's goal, again, Stover had to make a couple of nice saves ahead of that, and the puck just kind of leaked free to Yuri. Is the key there just find some area, some real estate on the back door and hope the thing comes to you with time and space?
Yeah, you do. You're just hoping that you know what? There's always a certain amount of puck luck. And I just told the guys, if you want to reflect back on the 6-on-5s, Jets won some huge faceoffs. And then our wedge guys, our guys on the wall and our guy in the middle, we helped out, and we won some 50-50 puck battles. And then when we did lose a faceoff, we got on them tight and hard, and they had a hell of a time clearing a puck right there. So it was just a hats off to our guys on the dot as well is what I'm getting at.
Jackson took 33 faceoffs tonight, Tom. He called the time out there, the first one.
Well, I was wondering what was going on because Marty goes, I'm good, and we, you know what, and so we're going to keep the juice. And, yeah, so we thought it was them. That's why you see Wentz and I were kind of going crazy on the bench thinking that's a penalty for Bowling Green, but Judge called it on his own.
I thought Yuri Vaisanen tonight, he was over 50% both nights today, well over 50%. He had a great weekend on the faceoff dot tonight too as well.
Yep, no, he did. And that's a big part of the game, as we all know.
See you next week, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers win this one in the shootout.